My feed, my Instagram feed, you know, your algorithm says everything about you in terms of what you're interested in.
Yeah.
So all I get is just football shorts, I get rugby shorts, I get stuff about space, I get stuff about loads of bikini type content as well. This keeps popping. It's very bizarre. I don't know where that's coming from. But I'm also getting now loads of aviation stuff.
Yeah, because we were talking about that yesterday.
Yeah, and your phones are listening to you. I don't care what you say.
No, they are.
Also, I'm now getting every third reel or so when I'm scrolling is something about this asteroid hitting.
Oh, is it?
And now I'm having dreams about it. So I want to know, what is your last day on Earth going to look like?
Oh, yeah.
NASA have increased the odds of this thing hitting again in 2032 by... They've put a percent on it. Now, it doesn't sound like much, but it's up to about 3.5% chance of it happening, of this asteroid that's heading hurtling towards us. It's bigger than it doesn't sound too big, but it's about twice the size of the Empire State Building. It's enough to do, like, to wipe out a city, though, when it hits.
Yeah.
So
which city, though?
I don't know. Sorry, Limerick.
Definitely not going to be Cork, lads, anyway.
Not at all. It'll be heading towards Cork going, look, it's too beautiful. I can't. What's that Kilkenny place like?
it's not going to hit Cork.
What's going to happen if it is heading towards us? Genuine question. How's everyone going to behave? Are we all going to be in the woods, in the nude, singing Kumbaya, my lord? What is humanity going to do? Will they start looting and going mental? Or will they all start praying on the beach?
I think probably the first one. I'm going to be digging a hole in my back garden, lads, and I'm going down it.
Legit, you got 24 hours to go. What's your last 24 hours looking like?
Yeah, digging a hole.
What would you dig a hole for?
You're going to hide.
Do you think digging a hole is going to save your life from an asteroid?
Depends how far you dig down.
That's what you better start at 9 o'clock after the show. yesterday on the show, what were we talking about? Oh, yes, rich kids. We're talking about the times when you realise growing up, maybe secondary school, maybe even national school, when people that you were friends with were absolutely minted and you realised, oh my God, they've got way more going on than I do. And what was it that kind of kicked that off? I've been asking for your voice notes all morning and your messages. Let's see what we got going on this morning.
I knew my friends were loaded, or I realised they were loaded, when I first went to their house and they had this huge stairway and you could walk both sides of it. And then they had this cupboard under the stairs, which was full of boxes of crisps. I think their dad had his own business and he had a macro card. They also had the big bottles of sweets that you'd get in a sweet shop. Amazing.
Oh,
when it was always drinks and sweets and food, wasn't it?
And somebody had a buddy whose dad was in cash and carry and they got all the big boxes of stuff all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Ridiculous.
Morning, guys. I realised my friend was minted when I remember one time going to her house after school and discovering that they had a TV room, like a separate room for watching the television that wasn't their sitting room. And different members of the family could be in different rooms, all doing different things, and there was space for everyone. That was big millionaire energy for me.
Oh, wow. Yeah. A TV that wasn't black and white.
Exactly. Yeah.
Summoner.
Lads, I remember a girl in our class who came in wearing a baby G watch. It literally blew all of our minds.
What was a baby G watch?
A baby G watch. I think I can remember.
The aftershock watch or something. Yes, the massive one,
that's
wasn't it?
It was the big, massive aftershock watch, yeah. I've another one here, lads. I had a mate and I knew she was well off. When I went to her house, they had a bidet in the bathroom.
A bidet?
And she had an electric organ in her bedroom. I knew she was loaded.
Whoa, she had a keyboard in the room and she'd wash her arse in the bathroom.
That's a lot of time to be alive.
I know, yeah.
I realised over time that I was poor because I used to have all little Analdi with all the branded name on it, or they'd all have the same wrapping. I remember Soup Value used to have Daily Basics and it'd all be white and it was very obvious that I had all the cheap stuff. And then all the kids that were loaded had the great branded Kellogg's cereal bars and all the yogurts with the balls, the good ones. But I used to get them once a month, and then I realised over time why I was getting them once a month was because it was children's allowance.
Ah, Nicole.
Oh, Nicole.
Come here, those old, we still use all those old cheap old branded
absolutely
ones.
Absolutely not wrong.
They're
with
the job.
Yeah, I realised that the other kids in school were rich when I saw them with shoes, and I had no shoes. Poor me.
Oh, you poor old Dibbly. Do you know what? Joke as you might, shoes were the big thing for me, because there was a guy called Cormac who was in one of the years. every single time the new Jordans came out, every time the new Nike brought out a new shoe, he had them.
Yeah.
And it blew my mind. But we found out why. That he'd have them for a month, and then he might encourage a little kind of, oh, look, the sole is coming off, and go bring them back into the shop, trade them in for new ones. And he was doing this for years on end.
Mine, how I would have known that the kids in my class in primary school were more well off than the rest of us was their books would have been covered in that plastic see-through stuff, while the rest of us had our books covered in brown wrapping paper.
Oh, the brown wrapping paper. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
We used to cover ours in wallpaper.
In wallpaper?
Yeah.
Really?
Wallpaper. Yeah. Flowery wallpaper. I'm not even joking. Lads, you knew they were rich when they had new school uniforms twice a year. Ooh. And you had to wait for your brother to grow out of his before you got the new one. That was from Ken. Well,
I love this one. They did Disneyland every year. We did Tremor and Waterford.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hello. There's somebody ringing. Sorry, I can't take your call on WhatsApp. Apologies.
These are so good.
0868104106.
How I knew my friends were minted was when they had new jocks and socks every week and I was wearing hand-me-downs. There you go, la. When he's joking, me mum is going to kill me.
Love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC. Vicks VIPs. Cork's Good Times, Red FM.
Daily dose of showbiz crack. What's happening?
Yeah, Kevin Spacey took to X yesterday. He's been hitting back at comments made by Guy Pearce, Australian actor Guy Pearce, in a recent interview on the Awards Chatter podcast. Basically, on the interview, obviously they acted together in the LA Confidential.
Oh, they were in LA Confidential together. Okay,
which was,
that's the connection.
1998 that film was made. But
was that 98?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And Guy gave this interview. I've got the clip of Guy first, so just have a listen to what Guy said in that interview.
Amazing actor.
Yeah.
Incredible actor. Slightly difficult time with Kevin. Yeah.
The time you were working with him?
Yeah. He's a handsy guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Thankfully, I was 29 and not 14.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay, that's pretty heavy.
Yeah, so that's what Guy said. And then Kevin took to X yesterday in a post that I think has since been deleted. And this is what Kevin had to say about that interview.
We worked together a long time ago. You know, if I did something then that upset you, you could have reached out to me. We could have had that conversation. But instead, you've decided to speak to the press, who are now, of course, coming after me because they would like to know what my response is to the things that you said. You really want to know what my response is? Grow up. Did you also, by the way, tell the press that a year after we shot LA Confidential, you flew to Savannah, Georgia, while I was shooting Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, just to spend time with me? I mean, did you tell the press that too? Or does that not fit into the victim narrative you have going? So anyway, I apologize that I didn't get the message that you don't like spending time with me. I mean, maybe there was another reason, I don't know. But here you are now on a mission some 28 years later after I've been through hell and back to do what?
Okay, lads.
Yeah, bit of a public spat there, really.
Yeah, first of all, Spacey, all the allegations against him were dropped and he came out of court, you know.
He did.
He came out of court clean, an innocent man. There might be one or two other things that are bubbling away in the background currently, but no, every allegation against him either was dropped or went away. But he was on Piers Morgan recently enough and Morgan was asking him, how's your financial situation? He said, I have no money. I've lost everything.
Right.
He had to sell his home to cover all the legal bills.
Yeah.
Maybe there was, I don't know, some money paid out or whatever the case may be. I don't know. I don't know the circumstances around it, but he said he was smashed. Now he's back doing some stuff.
He is, yeah.
But have you ever seen the best thing that Kevin Spacey's ever done was House of Cards. Have you seen that?
So good.
Such a show. I think it's still on. It may still be on Netflix, I'm not sure.
Probably is. It's a great series. Robin Wright Penn is the female lead in that, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great series. Worth a watch.
Anyway, what else is going on?
We were talking about this yesterday. ASAP Rocky's gone viral, obviously, after his jubilant celebrations in the courtroom on Tuesday. He was found not guilty of shooting a former friend during an altercation in Hollywood in 2021. Did you know that he could have actually faced 24 years in prison?
Yeah.
If he'd been found guilty. So obviously there was jubilant cheers, and I think Rihanna was erupting into tears. And this is what ASAP had to say outside the courthouse.
Is his name not ASAP Rocky?
No, Casey, it's ASAP.
Okay. As soon as possible, Rocky, is that him? The rapper lad.
We want to thank God first. We got to thank God first, you know what I'm saying? And I really want to thank the jury for making the right decision, you know? And I'm just so thankful. This is crazy right now. This whole experience has been crazy for the past 4 years, but I'm thankful. Nonetheless, I'm thankful. And it's be blessed to be here right now, to be a free man talking to y'all. Thank you. All praise to God.
Right, okay. There so that's him outside the court. You say 24 years.
That's what he would have got.
Oh, man. That's why he was so happy.
Yeah.
Rihanna was screaming in the court as well. I mean, they've been going through this for about 4 years now for this court case to happen.
And they have small kids, you know.
That's the other side of it. Roger Sanchez, another chance. It is 6:53. Good morning.
That is in my top 10. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Good tune.
It's a brilliant video. Go away and look at the music video to that song with the girl carrying the heart around the city. Have you seen the video?
Oh, I don't think I've ever seen the video.
Carrying this massive heart, and as the tune goes on, the heart gets smaller and smaller. She's looking for love.
He used to work on Red FM, you know, Roger Sanchez, when we started.
Okay, are you winding me up?
Honest
now?
To God, no. Pete Tong used to do 6 o'clock on a Friday evening, and then Roger Sanchez was on at 8 o'clock. I used to produce up their shows. Tell you.
Oh my goodness.
He is the coolest cat. I think he's New York, but he's just got this incredible baby. New York voice. I have his number, yeah?
Oh, can I give him a buzz?
For what though? What are you going to say to him?
I'm going to just say, you're a dude and I love your tunes.
All right. Yeah. I can arrange that for you.
Can you?
I don't have his number. Oh. Anyway.
I'm still impressed that you met him.
I'll Twitter him.
I would like to have met him.
I didn't meet him. I've never met him. He used to send his show in on two CDs.
Oh.
And then I had to put it on the system and add all the jingles.
In this building.
Like smoke and mirrors.
Okay, smoke and mirrors.
You know?
Yeah.
At the time, the listeners thought he was out the back.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we are in this building. It's a shame we're not at home that we can send in our show in. I'm not joking.
Sending it in from Ibiza.
Yeah.
What's your misheard lyric from that song? I'd rather have a bath with Ainsley Harriet.
I forgot.
You know Ainsley Harriet?
Yeah, the chef.
What's that all about?
Red FM Breakfast. With Now. Welcome to the White Lotus Thailand. Watch the new season.
That one's distinct place for me. Here we go.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
9 days to the Brit Awards, if you're interested in that. It's 11 days to the Oscars and 25 to go until it's Patrick's weekend. Our next big bank holiday in this country. Today is International Kurt Cobain Day.
Oh, we like Kurt Cobain.
And day for anybody that grew up listening to Nirvana in the 90s. Maybe you're listening to Nirvana now. You've gone back and discovered one of the greatest Seattle grungers of all
time.
I've often played that clip of Kurt Cobain when he came here to support Sonic Youth.
That's right, yeah.
They played in Sir Henry's.
That's right.
And nobody knew who they were. And this is just before Nevermind blew up. But he was walking around Cork and he was just like, he felt so spiritual. He said, I never felt at home.
Wow, yeah.
Like when I was walking around Cork. And when he went home, he did a bit of research and he found out his surname, Cobain.
I've never really known my ancestry. I didn't even know until this year that the name Cobain was Irish. I found out through different phone books throughout America, I couldn't find any Cobains at all. So I started calling Coburns. And I found this one lady in San Francisco. And she had been researching our family history. And we came from County Cork, which is a weird coincidence because when we toured, we played in Cork. And the entire day, I walked around in a daze. I never felt more spiritual in my life. I was almost in tears the whole day. It was the weirdest thing.
One of the most iconic rockers of all time. Was a cock, man.
If he'd lived, he probably would have done more research into that.
And if he was still around, maybe we'd have a statue of him beside Sonia O'Sullivan out in Cove.
Absolutely. Never Stick know. It up.
And it's also World Day of Social Justice. And on this day in 2014, you use it probably most days, probably 100 times you open this app. Facebook bought WhatsApp in a deal worth $19 billion
oh my God.
For a messaging app. Your man just created this app where you free message back and over Facebook sent. We'll have
is
a bit of that.
Still, is that all Mark Zuckerberg?
Yeah, it's all like WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram, and what else do they have?
There's a few, isn't there?
The whole Meta thing. It's, wow. Yeah, it's quite an empire.
I must go back and watch that film about him, actually.
It was a Social Network.
Yeah,
it's a great
I must
show.
Go back and watch that film.
Total geeks, two college geeks who were trying to meet women, so they created Facebook.
It sounds so simple, but now look.
They were literally trying to meet women and come up with a platform, like an online hub to meet people and date people.
Beats the hell out of Raiden's anyway, lads.
Raiden's is still handy enough,
I'd
say.
I love Raiden's, I'm just saying.
They're telling us this €10 beef dripping is better than a €280 moisturiser.
Oh, God.
Ladies are gone mad for beef dripping, a beauty trend on TikTok. Skinfluencers are swapping expensive creams for beef tallow as a natural anti-aging remedy.
I would not put that on my face.
Well, you're a vegetarian, so I don't think you'd go near it. Thank you for that clip. Thank you, as always, for those wonderful moments of gold that we...
Oh, God. We all love Mickey.
If I squeeze another one out of you, can you do something in about 3 minutes?
I would not put that on my face.
And if it's 40 inches plus, whoa!
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Hello, Rory.
Hi, boy.
Today is toast day. We're chatting about toast across the show.
Yeah.
They've put a scale of how people like their toast to warm bread to absolutely nuclear. Yeah. Now, we've had issues on this show recently with toaster psychos. There is a member of staff who likes to crank it up to 10.
There is.
And likes that really charky, burnt toast.
And they should be fired.
And probably. You know, they're still hanging on here. Hanging on with the skin of their toast.
Yeah.
Now, Michael got back to us and said, lads, have you heard of Ballyfihan toast?
This is after blowing our minds now, lads.
Ballyfihan toast. And we were like, Michael, educate us. He says, in Ballyfihan, we have our own kind of toast. And it's toast that's only done on one side.
Yeah.
Just like my toast on one side. Sting here, yeah. So
and therefore,
if we had only had a man from Ballyfihan in studio who was born there, from there, raised there. Oh, hi, Rory.
Hi, lads.
How are you?
What's the crack, boy?
Up the hand, boy.
No, will you explain Ballyfihan toast, please?
See, I grew up in Ballyfihan, proud Hanny here.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Serval Place crew.
Shout out to the who?
The Serval Place crew.
Who?
That's where you're from.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Shout out to Serval, like. I, to this day, will only have my toast done on one side.
Really?
Do you butter it and then toast it like
No, like, I'll put two slices into the same thing in the toaster.
Okay.
So then it would make, like, two slices of, like, toast.
Of one side
on one
of toast.
Side and, yeah. So to this day, I still have my toast done on one side. I think it's because we couldn't afford a toaster growing up.
So therefore,
we had to do it in the grill.
It's the grill. That's what everyone else is saying.
And
yeah.
You see, when Michael messaged in this morning, he was like, it can only be done under the grill.
And then you're hungry, like, so you're not going to flip it over the other side and wait more time to toast the other side. So you're just going to take it out after it's done on one side.
You're just going to horse it into you.
This is my only question, though, Rory. Is it not soggy on the other side?
It's a world of just pure contentment and bliss.
Mm-hmm. More of your voice notes, please.
Morning, lads. Hello. Yeah, I can confirm that in Ballyfihan they toast their bread on one side. I used to be traumatised growing up because the other side then would be soggy and wet. No. Well, one side was crispy, the other side was soggy and wet. Absolutely disgusting. Have a good morning, guys.
Nice one, Trace. Now, someone is having a pop at Ballyfihan here.
Right. He's not having it.
Having a popager around your tightness around one side of toast.
They have fox and the sugar balls as well down in Ballyfihan.
Can either confirm or deny.
What about this one?
Triple glazed windows so the kids can't hear the whippy van.
It's when they're playing the music, it means they've no ice cream left.
Is that what you tell the kids?
Love waking up in Cork. Wake up. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Red FM. 7:32, can we talk about holidays, everybody?
Holidays.
Anybody thinking about their old summer holidays?
Oh, God, yeah.
Where they're going to go?
Yeah.
I've booked off already.
Where are you heading?
Spain.
Okay.
You're dead right, Kel.
Are you swimming or flying or what's the crack?
I'll be flying.
Good on you. I feel really bad now a couple of months ago when I remember when I was giving out saying that I was over in Portugal, it was too hot and I didn't want to be there, I wanted to be home. I would like to retract that.
and
apologise to everybody involved. Including my own family for cribbing about the heat. I'll never give out about it again, I swear to God.
Did you say it was too warm?
Too warm.
It was too warm.
Warm.
It was too warm.
Warm.
Too warm.
All right. 87% of people will do this on holiday. 87% of people do this on holiday after they've done a load of research with 2,000 people. Right. What is it?
Run out of money.
Run out of money is very good. Oh, it's nothing worse when you're on holidays and you have money budgeted, but it's Wednesday. You have 4 days to go and you're already gone in the red.
Yep.
It's not run out of money, Rory.
Is it men checking out women on the beach?
That will happen inevitably. Yeah. Always wear sunglasses, lads.
Get sunburned.
Oh, you just stole my one.
Sunburned is not there.
Steal something from the hotel room.
What would you steal from a hotel room?
I don't know. People steal slippers and robes and all kinds of stuff, don't they? Shampoo and...
They do, yeah. The little minis and whatnot.
Yeah.
Is it complaining about too many tourists being on a tourist spot?
Oh.
That's a good one, but it's not there.
No.
Yeah. What about having a fight with the hotel staff?
Oh,
yeah, that could happen too.
Okay. Or fight with your better half.
That
always happens.
Yeah.
Do 87% of people say, I can't wait to get home once they get there?
Oh.
Yeah, there's an element to that, isn't there?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to going back, yeah. Yeah.
Is it something to do with the tea?
Tea?
Tea.
Not having their own things. Yeah, yeah.
Do they say it's too hot?
They don't actually, and it's not block the shower with sand as somebody just messaged in, which everybody does when you come back from the beach. Yeah. It's have a huge fight with their partner and swear that this is the last time they will ever go on holiday again with them.
Absolutely.
Until the next time.
Yeah.
And the next time. Holidays are stressful. Fancy going on the greatest holiday of all time, cash machine for you next. Hang on.
With KC. Love waking up in Cork. Get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Paladuff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Go get him, Hannites.
Yeah.
Let's see, it's Yvonne. Hi, Yvonne, how are you?
Hi, how's it going?
Hi.
She's a nervous wreck on the other side of the phone. You shouldn't be. You're going to be great. You're going to fly through these. You're going to get 10 out of 10, and we're going to give you a cheeky grand, all right? Are you into the manifesting, Yvonne? Do you look into the future? Do you ask the universe for help? Not really, no.
I don't know about that, no.
Yeah, you like Vic at home licking crystals and spinning around when the moon is in. Certain...
He paints some picture of me, Yvonne, doesn't he?
It's true, though.
I tell you now.
Yvonne, let's go for 10 out of 10 here.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Ian Beale was in What's Up, Yvonne?
EastEnders.
At what age do you become a teenager?
13.
Pep Guardiola is the manager of what team?
Man City.
Question number 4. On what show did Maura Higgins find fame?
Love Island.
Snoop Dogg is known for what genre of music?
Rap.
Can you name any Irish act that's won Eurovision?
Won Eurovision.
And any Irish act that has won Eurovision over the years? We've won it 6 or 7 times.
Think cheeseburgers.
Hold me now. Come on. Come on,
Yvonne.
Hold me now. Come
on. Linda, what's her name?
Linda. Who?
Linda.
Linda. Yeah, we'll take Linda.
Yeah.
James Lowe plays what sport for Ireland? James Lowe.
Rugby.
Kurt Cobain was in what band?
Nirvana.
How many squares on a chessboard?
32.
All right, time is up.
Win
a few seconds. You recovered spectacularly there, by the way.
You flew through it.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
All right, Yvonne, we can breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth. Here we go. EastEnders is correct. 13 is correct. Man City, well, he's there for now.
Yeah.
Maura Higgins on Love Island. Rap music or hip-hop, that is correct. You gave me Linda. Linda Martin.
Yeah.
She definitely won the Eurovision, didn't she?
She did, yeah.
Yeah. You could have had Johnny Logan.
That's what I was saying.
You could have had, what was her name? Neve Kavanagh. Rock and Roll Kids.
Oh, yeah, that's
Paul,
right.
Paul Harrington, Charlie McGettigan. Who else won it? There's somebody else in there. There's another girl, wasn't there?
My mind just went blank. It's very hard.
No, it's your one.
And the voice.
Is it Donna?
Donna as well.
Got Donna,
All right, anyway, let's get back to this. Okay, James Lowe plays what sport for Ireland? You said rugby. That is correct. Today is international... Was that a guess?
It was a...
Yeah.
She's delighted with herself.
Well done. Good guess.
He just became an Irish citizen last weekend as well, so he's delighted.
Right.
Today's International Kurt Cobain Day. Kurt Cobain was in Nirvana.
Yeah.
How many squares are on a chessboard?
Yeah.
He said 32. There's 64.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Oh, well.
Okay, that's our fifth 9 out of 10.
Is it?
Fifth 9 out of 10 in a row. Yvonne, you've got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors and you're coming back next week sometime?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay.
All right, so...
let's have Yvonne back.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks, I'm so sorry you missed that. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
Well done.
See you, Yvonne, bye-bye. Bye. Well done, well done, well done. A massive shout out to the Crosshaven Community Choir. They've sent us in a little shout out here. So they're raising money for a Cluish the Word down at Crosshaven, and they've got the Frankenwalters, Paddy Casey, Lisa Lamb, Steve Cooney and the Oars all performing, and that's going to be happening on the 22nd of March. It's a huge fundraiser for the school. If you want to get involved, tickets are on Eventbrite. I'll be hosting the night, trying to raise a bit of money for the local schools. So if you're around and you want to see the Franks, Paddy Casey, Lisa Lamb, Steve Cooney and the Oars, grab those tickets. Best of luck, gang. They're on Eventbrite if you want to go check it out. Back to the toast, Victoria. Back to the toast.
Okay.
There's a lot of slagging going on. Ballyfahan is getting it in the ear this morning, and I do apologise.
Bloody Southsiders, we always knew there was something wrong with them.
It's what I mean. It's not turf wars. It's toast wars. My God.
Seriously, though, when we were kids, we made toast on the open fire, and I'm not kidding you. It's the best way to do it. We just had the brains to turn it halfway through.
He is absolutely right. When if you made toast on an open fire,
so good.
Just when the kind of wood or the coal gets really orange and glowy, it's the most incredible toast you'd ever have.
Lads, I just want to go and eat a loaf of bread now.
The enthusiasm for toast is in Cork is just unbelievable. Love waking up in Cork. Wake up. Red FM breakfast with KC. Red FM. Red FM breakfast with KC. But I believe it. The lady game. Two idiot men and two lovely ladies. It's the lady game. Victoria Nicholas, what have you got for us this morning?
Morning, Vic.
Okay, let's go for it. Let's see how much you know. Okay, lads, question one. What's the one thing a woman will never admit to doing in front of her partner?
Online shopping.
100%. Ordering 600 quid's worth of clothes to be delivered to where? The workplace.
No, that's not it.
No, it's not it.
Is it a little expulsion of gas from the rear end?
Never admit doing.
There's two things, I think. What do you think, Kel?
I think Rory's right with that one.
I think Rory's right. I would also say picking the nose, because we definitely don't do that ever.
No.
Ever.
Girls don't do
ever.
That.
No. Question two. What's the most common thing that women spend money on without hesitation?
Hair.
Makeup.
Hair. 100%. €280. Tap, tap, tap. No problem. Don't even question it.
Botox.
Yeah, it's kind of hair or makeup.
It's hair or makeup,
yeah.
All right, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, beauty.
Do you think so, Kel? Yeah?
Yeah, beauty.
Yeah. Okay, question three. What's the most bizarre thing a woman would use as an excuse to get out of doing something that she doesn't want to do?
Washing my hair.
Okay.
I can't, girl. The dog has anxiety.
What do you think, Kel?
The most bizarre?
Yeah.
Just something sickness, maybe?
Yeah, I think either time of the month or a headache.
Yeah.
I'm just telling
migraine,
you.
Migraine.
The kids are really handy for that as well. There's always a sick kid to get you out of something, isn't there?
My kids aren't feeling well, sorry. Okay. Yeah,
always
can
sick.
I start using that excuse for you?
Absolutely.
Sorry, guys, I have to...
Yeah, my friend's child is sick.
Okay, question number four, lads. Why do women always ask if they look good in something, even when they already know the answer?
It's a test. It's a psychological warfare test.
To make sure they're getting the answer that they're looking for.
It's not...
And to make sure you're paying attention as well.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It's horrific. There's no right answer to that. You know you're in trouble when someone says, do I look okay in this?
Yeah.
What it is we like a second opinion unless it's wrong.
This is it. Yeah. So you want to hear what you want to hear. Yeah, okay.
The best way to respond to that is, but what do you think, love? What do you think?
Yeah, hand it back to them.
Yeah. Is that what you do?
Oh, God, yeah. Especially when I'm not paying attention. It's like, what do you think? And I'm like, I don't know, love. What do you think?
A good answer, I think, is wear what you're comfortable in.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
You know,
that.
If you feel good.
That's a great answer, actually.
Good,
take note,
lads.
Okay, last question. Question number five. What is a woman's idea of a quick chat with her best friend?
A six-part podcast.
14 hours, several meal breaks.
Yeah.
Anything up to about an hour and a half, I think, qualifies as a quick chat. What do you think, Kel?
Yeah, on the phone,
On the phone, yeah.
That's a quick chat.
An hour and a half is
what
a quick
chat. What did you talk about? Nothing, really.
We always find something to talk about.
It's a soccer match, basically, is a quick chat, is what you're saying. All right.
Well done, lads. Red FM Breakfast. With Now. There goes the alarm.
Stream all the top TV, movies and sports. No contract. Now you know.